Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston. And today is a first for the podcast. We've not just got one special guest, but we've got two special guests joining us. We've got Julia, the CEO, and Serge, the CTO of Jet Olympus. Now, rather than me making a trashy introduction, I'm just going to ask each one of them just to introduce themselves first and what's their background and everything. So, Julia, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for having me today.
Okay. So, how long have you been in the industry? What's your background? Like, what's your story? So the audience understand.
Our story is really interesting. It is like written in the books. Jet Octopus was born from our own pain. We are together with Serge for 10 years already. And our previous business was a big website, which is Job Aggregator. It had around 5 million pages, and we faced the moment when the SEO traffic stopped growing and no agency helped us, so they just didn't know what to do. And we faced the need to dive deeper ourselves, and there was the need to make the technical SEO audit. And luckily, we've got a very, very expensive offer from the vendor of such like cloud-based technical SEO crawler. And that was much higher than we expected. And at the end of the day, Serge actually is a genius developer. At the end of the day, we developed some models that from the very beginning, the decision was just to make some models to make some like prior on-page SEO audit. And at the end of the day, we found out that this is actually at least 60% of the core of the platform. And we decided to make it a separate business. And that's where Jet Octopus was born 5 years ago.
Right. So, Serge, from a technical background, how do you even start to think about developing such a tool?
Thank you for the question. So from my background, I'm not like truly SEO, but I'm all the last 5 years I'm speaking on SEO like interviews, conferences, and probably I should go to some developer conference as well. But, you know, for last 10 years, what I work in industry and with the big websites, I'm always was near technical SEO because, you know, it's all about like crawling, how your website performs, etc. And if you want to do something good, you should dive deeper and understand, not just, you know, me as a developer doing some SEO tasks. And I always wanted to dig, to understand and to improve what I'm doing. And yes, Julia said, you know, I'm a bit, I can say like a stupid guy, but something like, if I have a target, we will go for this target, you know, and as per usual, we didn't, when you started something, you don't understand fully how huge it should be. You're always thinking it should be more or less easier, the path should be more or less straightforward, but you just think on it and the reality came much harder. But anyway, you see the results, and Jet Octopus for now is a big tool for technical SEO, and it gives me also opportunity to talk with so many, like, you know, professional technical SEO guys and girls. And it's really inspiring me to work harder and to implement like new features and cool functionality into Jet Octopus.
Yes. Well, a few years ago when I had my own agency, I did have my own developers, and I come up with this stupid idea of building his own tool. Then I realized the effort and resource that were needed. So I put a lid on it. So I can appreciate everything you go through to build such a thing. you know, I
can say just a few words. If you, you know, it's, if you will be so, if you want to calculate everything before starting, like, you know, all circumstances, you will never start. You should be a bit, I'm sorry, stupid, like, to start something brand new.
Yeah.
And I will add here, we are lucky with Serge being of different skills, and it give us opportunity to launch a business just for two of us, like having two of us on board without hiring any additional resources. And then when the business is growing to the level when we can hire, we are doing it. So right now it is at least like 10 people in house and a lot of outsourced people doing some part-time job for us. So this is not just to be stupid enough to start something, but this is a very good thing to have a partner who is of different skills than you are. In our case, Serge is like really, really techy guy making really great stuff himself in terms of technical things. And I was, all about like strategy, positioning, marketing, sales, people, hiring, motivating, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Now, when you started building this tool, how did you know when the right time to launch it was to the public or to the industry? How do you know, or is there no right time? We just thought we'll put it out and see what happens, or what's the thinking behind that, or when?
I love this question. 2 years before that moment where we saw that we have already 60% of the platform of SaaS business, 2 years before, I was in the conference SaaS Nation. And that was absolutely, it was absolutely new for me because we have a job aggregator. It has nothing to do with SaaS. And I was really inspired by the companies speaking there, by the business model, et cetera, et cetera. And I came back from this conference and said to Serge that the next business should be SaaS. After a year, he went with me for this conference and he realized what I'm talking about, why SaaS is attractive. And after a year, we have such a situation that we're just born from our business needs. And we've been analyzing deeply the market situation at that moment. We knew our competitors to the details, and we've just managed to make something dramatically better than the competitors have. And this this advantage is about actually at the end of the day to make the SEO world a better place, because we have the mission to make the powerful technical SEO platform affordable to all, not only to enterprise companies, because that was the moment, that was the pain where Jet Octopus was born, because we were the company with the business needs for a powerful platform, because it was 5 million pages website. And Screaming Frog is really useless there, really. And we've got enterprise price, really. So we had the business needs, but we couldn't afford that. And the initial mission of us was and is and will be to make a platform really powerful, which is capable to process 100 millions of pages. And we have such customers with 100 millions of pages. And don't charge Ferrari each month for this.
Right. So regarding Jet Octopus, obviously in the SaaS industry, within the SEO industry, there's quite a number of names out there.
Absolutely.
What is it? What's the differentiators with Jet Octopus? I'm asking because I've never personally used it, so I really don't know.
Yes, sure, absolutely. The main difference is that, we have to start with that our crawler is the fastest and it is dramatically faster. Like we are capable to scan 250 pages per second. It all depends on your servers. But the most important difference is that we have all-in-one technical SEO platform, which costs 5 and sometimes 10 times less than our competitors' cost. And it is not because of some dumping policy, no. We are very okay with our ROI, with our margins, etc. This is thanks to that genius of our CTO who made the architecture of the platform dramatically different, and our cost line for processing this big data is 10 times less. That's why we are capable to charge 10 times less.
Yeah. So why would you say that it's a technical SEO SaaS tool rather than a standard SEO tool? What makes it a technical SEO tool as opposed to just a normal, everyday, all-in-one?
I will say some controversial words. You know, I hate links. And of course, I don't want to make a second Majestic, you know, second Ahrefs, for example. And as Julia said, from our needs. And, you know, I remember 5 years ago, like, everybody then, now I think a bit less, but everybody talked about backlinks, some PBN networks in gray niches, probably do remember, you know, some content, high scrapers, so on. But when you have a big website, it doesn't so much apply for you. You know, you have millions of pages in index and you can't put a backlink to every page, right? So, and you have to do something with internal linking, at least. And I saw like our competitors in Job Aggregator when perform way, way better. And like, you know, it started to dig and why, how they do it? How do you analyze your competitors with, for example, 5 to 10 million of pages? You have to crawl it. You have to build a graph to understand their strategy, et cetera, et cetera. And it's one part, and the second part for me, you know, personally, technical SEO is very, very complicated thing, right? We are not talking now about fixing 404 pages and redirect chain. We are talking about interesting stuff, and it's very, very interesting and very, very hard. A lot of data analysis, so on, and I love it. His answer.
Right. And so, it is always impactful on your SEO.
Yeah,
so when you
course.
Do it right, your SEO will be growing, and it is a long-term approach. It is not just when you buy, when you have these backlinks, it is growing. Technical SEO is different thing, and when you do it right, your SEO will be growing.
Yeah. So for the audience who think technical SEO is just literally the basics and crawling and indexing, how deep does technical SEO go? So just to, for the audience to understand the technical SEO arena, I mean, how deep does it go?
As per usual, it depends. And depends of your website, of course. So if you have a landing page with a, like a landing website with a few pages, okay, you have another sort of technical SEO, which like we can say on page SEO about like content optimization, like tags, etc., and backlinks, of course, like we can't go without them. When we're talking about middle size websites, like 10,000 pages, 50, things became complicated. And when we're talking about millions of pages, things became very complicated. And the more pages on your website, the more attention should you pay for some parts. And some obvious of them will be, for example, loading time. Like if you have a really huge website and you have problems with loading time for Googlebot, you will never have good indexation because like physically Googlebot can crawl your website fully just because of the time. And Googlebot doesn't want to slow down your web server, right? And after fixing some basic things like loading time, content, you in the end of the day, you will come to internal linking, because like it doesn't work when you have a huge sitemap and your web pages are not linked at all. Like sitemap doesn't work in 2023, okay? And like internal linking for me on big websites is the most difficult part. And in few words, we can say, like you may wonder like why it's so difficult. Because in few words, the like how internal linking works, the more important your page is, the more internal links should point to this page, right? But when it came to real world, it became so complicated, so hard to build such internal linking formula to have properly linked pages and proper distribution. Because otherwise, when you're, it's always from experience that what I saw from our clients' experiments, etc. So when you make your internal linking, you know, like not fully, but like, for example, you did the task for 70%, it doesn't enough. If you should do it correctly, like for 100%, it will work and you will give results. Otherwise, it will be just wasting of time, money, and resources. That's
so, just so I understand, how does the tool help you to structure your internal linking structure?
Easily. So we have a few modules inside, and each module responsible for own part. So first of all, it's crawler, right? Like everybody knows Screaming Frog, great tool. And Jetoctopus crawler is not a bit, but much more powerful. And for example, you crawl your website fully, like, and the word fully, 1 million pages, you crawl it fully, 10 million pages, you crawl it fully without any like partial crawl, let's crawl by directories, etc. For internal linking perspective, you should crawl your website fully. It's a buzzword for me. And to, and like in general, to realize how many internal links do you have? And after you go for distribution, what type of pages, how they link it, do they have enough links, etc. So you got the picture. It's the first step, right? After you get the picture, you realize some ideas and you want to, okay, let's improve linking on this category. Let's add some new links. Okay, you made it. You put in new links. And what? How can you check it? Okay, you can go to Google Analytics and to see probably some traffic increase, or to Google Search Console. But again, when we're talking about big websites, Google Search Console doesn't give you all the data, right? Google Analytics, okay, if you got out of limits and you don't use in Google Analytics 360, also it leads to some problems. And here comes logs to help you. With logs, you can easily, you know, like easily in 2 weeks, for example, understand, does your new deal, like your directory where you make some experiments with internal linking, does it has increasing in crawling budget or decreasing probably, or nothing could change it? And with logs, you just saving tons of time. You don't have to wait 2 weeks, 1 month, I don't know, 3 months. How many should we wait to some changes? You see, you made an experiment, Googlebot has crawled your pages, nothing happens. Okay, your experiment doesn't work. Let's go further, right? And okay, after we can work with Google Search Console, and I do recommend it's for everybody, like add subfolders to your Google Search Console. Right now, like, you know, you're listening to this podcast, go to Google Search Console and starting to add your subfolders, as many as you can. And as many, we are talking about 1,000. If you have a big website and you have a directory structure, add 1,000 subfolders of your big websites. And after it, write me on Twitter, thank you, Search, for that. You will have much, much more information about impressions in your subfolders. In, like for big websites, is mandatory. And with help of 3 modules, crawl, analyze, logs, analyze how it's changed in terms of crawling budget, and after in Google Search Console, how it behaves in SERP. Like simple.
Simple, just like that.
I just add one small remark. This approach makes your SEO not hypothetical, but fully understandable and predictable at the end of the day. Because when you see the impact on Googlebot's behavior, and he is actually your main customer here, because if it doesn't visit your commercial pages, they will never be ranked, they will never bring you traffic. So he is number one customer. You should watch him, you should understand him, and you should try to control him at the end of the day. And our log analyzer is the most visualized, and it is not the techie process anymore. This is our really, we are working really, really hard, a lot of time making it visual for you to just understand the insights, where it is visiting, which pages are ignored, and why. What you should change at this on these pages so to attract Googlebot there if you need it.
And five more cents here. Like if you're talking about big websites and, for example, our listeners working on them, they probably work in big companies, like big corporate companies, so on. And when you wanted to implement some task and you started it, I think it should help or I think it should increase. Usually it's not enough to push your task to developers or like to other branches. And you have to talk about number in numbers, like, okay, here we have 30% of our websites with underlinked. We have like 20% of our website that not crawled by Googlebot at all. And here we have opportunities. Like here's the numbers, here we our possible increase, and so on.
Great. Just to move away from the technical aspect for the moment, Julia, now, how do you launch a new tool into the space when you've already got massive brands with very deep pockets that you're competing against? What do you do? How do you even start to launching the industry?
This is my favorite question, really. And to cut a long story short, actually, we've been pretty deeply analyzing the strategy, where to enter first, etc. And like the book, like From Zero to One by Peter Thiel was pretty in place there. And we thought that we found the right answer where to enter, and actually there was the mistaken decision. We just didn't get into account some factors. But at the end of the day, you are absolutely right that we are playing on the market with really big brands, which have millions of investments. Someone already like up to 100 millions of investments, and we are still bootstrapped, and we are succeeding and growing dramatically all these 5 years. So we've never had a day of negative economics in our company or the stage of saving our life, you know, the saving our life of the company. So from time to time, there are different companies coming to us and offering us investments, and we feel okay in being just private company. So how and when and why? We just really understood, and we realized that something is unfair on the market, because there are a lot of e-commerce websites, a lot of marketplaces, classifieds, which can be not enterprise companies. They can be just really big e-commerce websites, which don't have the right tools to cover their SEO needs. Because as I said, the cloud, the desktop solutions are not powerful there, they cannot face these needs. And we knew how to change this situation. And actually, we became a game changer. We are actually a game changer because we give absolutely powerful platform all in one, where you have crawler, you have log analyzer visualizing, like crawler giving you your SEO health, opportunities, errors, etc. Log analyzer visualizing how search bots behave at your website, how all your changes impact its behavior, then Google Search Console giving you extensive analytics in terms of your SERP efficiency, what is growing, what is dropping, why, extensive keywords analysis, etc. Then you have your Google Analytics module here, and you have the alerts module, very powerful, which covers all these data sets. Like you can cover Googlebot's behavior drops, any errors on page SEO, any drops in your SERP efficiency. And you can merge this data just in one place without exporting it into Excel and trying to manually merge it. You can join this data set just at Geroctopus and extract in one place as many insights by this particular URL as you need. And it takes really clear, like literally seconds and less than seconds. And it is handy. We sure it is handy. It faces the needs. And it is affordable to these guys that have the needs for such tools. That's.
Do you think?
And if you're looking to our pricing page, you see actually prices there, like fully Apache pricing policy. And I can say we are the last like technical.
The only.
Yeah, like from the big companies, we are the last with open it and fully Apache pricing policy. And it's our, position. We don't want...
Our approach, yes. They're absolutely transparent. And our pricing policy works as it is written on a website, Only matters on the volumes we process in our platform. So the more, the price is higher.
Doesn't matter of your budget.
Yeah, I have signed up to other tools in the past. Then when I've signed up, I'll say, well, I'll need this, or you have to pay extra for that, or you have to pay extra for that. It's very good, especially when teams are doing budgets, that they understand their budget allocation. You know, they need to know things, and obviously budgets are tight as it is. So do you say that the pricing model you have is very, very much dependent on people signing up to your tool?
It is very, very much more affordable than our competitors have, number one thing. It is, again... We don't care about how many domains you process. We don't charge you for extra domains. We only care about the number of pages you want to process with the help of Geroctopus. This is the only thing we care. We don't care about the revenue you've had last year. And I will tell you that a lot of our competitors do care about that. And we have such not one client who came to us switching from some of our competitors, having not a big website, and but he is very successful offline, let's say, making revenue offline. And our pricing for his volume of pages was 10 times less than he got at our competitors, because his revenue level is high. And their policy very dramatically based on the revenue level.
Yeah. So down to the marketing side, you're very much marketing focused yourself, Julia. But what sort of things do you have to do? Do you have to come up with these gimmicks of let's try putting together a list of the best people in the industry, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what sort of things, from a bootstrap point of view, I'm very much interested in. For me, I'm very much, I love working with the unknown to make them the norm. It bores me working with a very big brand, to be honest with you. It bores me because, That's not a challenge. I love working with the small brands, the unknown brands, the people that have to make it happen and bootstrap things. So just talk me through some of the things as a bootstrap company that doesn't receive investment, the sort of marketing challenges and
One of very, very lucky moment for us was at the very beginning when I reached Ann Smarty. You definitely know her.
Yeah.
And I asked her for the platform review. She's making from time to time, she's making the product review. And I asked her for the platform review and we agreed. And she said that I'm okay to make it. But I will write everything that I saw. So if I don't like something, I will write about it. And we agreed on it. And it was supposed to be the blog post at her blog. And we felt really okay. We felt really confident because even at that stage, that was a good platform. And at the end of the day, we've got such a flattering product review from her. It was not even satisfactory. It was not even just positive. It was like the fastest crawler on the market. And then it was very, very detailed and it is still Leaf. And it was very powerful tool for us at the very beginning to enter the market. And we've got all these banners through the website where we show that Ann Smarty gave such a mark to us, such a review. You can read it here, etc. So that was one of the things. Then we, you know, as a bootstrapped company, you have to have a good imagination, you know, you have to play with different experiments. And we, for example, we went to our first conference. It was in Katowice. And we launched the platform just 1 hour when the conference just started. So we just launched it and then we entered this conference. And we had very, very bright t-shirts, like yellow t-shirts on our back. There was ask me for 100k pages to crawl for free, like big letters. Before we just came not in these t-shirts, we visited the stands, the booths of our competitors, asked all possible questions, trying to discount there as much as we can to understand this true pricing policy at the end of the day. Then we came back and changed these t-shirts, just like presenting our own brand. And of course, during this conference, we were two of us and the t-shirts were really bright and 200k pages to crawl for free is really catching message. At the end of the day, we even have some small cheating experiment at this conference. Some of our competitors at the end of the conference seems like closed already, like and left. And we put our business cards on near to his booth. And we came back after 10 minutes and we saw that actually they are still working. In an hour, this competitor was registered, of course, at our platform. Actually, this conference with these bright t-shirts and this really vivid message, really catching message, brought us at least more than 100 registrations the overnight, just overnight. And the very important thing there is that not just to attract, but to make this experience as easy to understand for them, the value during this free trial to get this value and to be able to make the decision. Yes, I like it. Yes, I want it. When the company was growing, actually, we started from the content marketing because when you have small budgets for marketing, the best way to start is the high expertise content marketing, where the number one goal was to show our expertise that we are not just somebody from nowhere, but we do understand what we are talking about. And this is not just our point of view, but these are the insights based on terabytes of data. And it is always different. That was very successful approach in terms of building the expertise in our audience and actually educating the market. Like 3 years ago, I made the decision, like analyzing the situation with log files analysis, and we are like the first who are very, very active promoting the log files analysis when you work with the website with more than 10,000 pages. And 3 years ago, I realized that the market is not educated yet. So our audience is not educated yet when we speak about log files analysis. And I've analyzed the top barriers when we are talking about Log Analyzer. And we've been facing these barriers during these 3 years in different ways, like posting the article on Search Engine Journal, posting the article on Search Engine Watch, Search Engine Land, facing and proving that these barriers are not valid. For example, log files analysis, it's not secure. That's not true, because when we speak about SEO log files analysis, we need only access logs. We don't need your users' data. We never get that. Log files analysis is very techy. I don't know where to look at and what that actually means. At Jet Octopus, that's not true, because it is like 100% visualized. You just get your site structure, and then you get another circle of the pages which are visited by Googlebot, and you see this overlapping, how much of this data is overlapping, and you see that like 10% of your website is only visited by Googlebot, and this all webs part of the website is ignored right now. And then we have the section where you have bots behavior by different criteria, and you just see that crawl ratio is more than 70% when the page is located not deeper than third click from the main page. And you see that in your particular case, when it goes deeper, like crawl ratio is like less than 30%. The insight out here is that you'd better put your commercial pages closer to third click from the main page. Another chart, and it is all in charts, not in words. Another chart, like bot behavior by the number of internal links. And from it is always different. This is not the benchmarks. This is how good Googlebot behaves at your particular website. And you get that you have to have at least 15 links on your commercial pages, and it will have at least 50% of crawl ratio. So 50% of the pages which have at least 15 links, they are visited well by Googlebot. In terms of number of words on your page, the same. So it is not techy, it is visualized if you work in Jet Octopus. Then it is actually tough to get those logs, how to integrate it. This is very, very tough. We are the most developed platform in these terms. We have all possible ways of integrations, and we have all possible ways of customization. So we've customized like hundreds of hundreds different types, and we are okay here. So that's why, and I do feel the difference. So 3 years later, right now, if 3 years before, out of 10 target audience for log files analysis, so like big e-commerce website or medium e-commerce website, out of 10 SEO experts to whom we've been talking to about that, two maybe at the end of the day would integrate these logs and would use this service. Right now, out of 10, there will be at least 9 who will integrate and will get value. So the impact of that activity we've been doing a lot is dramatic, and we feel the difference. And actually the last Brighton SEO, not this one, not recent one, but in autumn, Serge was talking at Brighton SEO with the presentation, How to Control Googlebot, which is based on log files analysis. And that was like, wow, presentation.
Yeah, I was in the audience. So I can 100%. In fact, me and my wife were sat next to you on the front row. And so
I can for those octopuses.
Yeah. So I can well and truly understand what you're saying there.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
So yes,
nice.
It's it was. Now I think myself, I'm an SEO mindset coach and I'm a professional speaker. And as I feel as though now, as a mindset coach, that the industry needs it more than ever, because I'm seeing this, I don't know what to call it, but people are just lost in the industry. You know what, because ChatGPT, AI, and recently with Google saying, oh, well, they're no longer going to look at technical SEO speed and for web vitals and all that thing. Needless to say, it's still very important, but I do feel as though the industry is so lost at the moment. I mean, from your perspective, from a tool vendor, what are you seeing? What sort of conversations are you having at the moment? Have they changed in such a way? And how are those people thinking when it comes to these sort of things?
Yes, what do you think about that?
Yeah, in two words, a few words, like everything becomes more complicated, you know, just from nothing, to be honest. And one of the thing before AI is JavaScript. And like last 3-4 years, big brands and even new websites are starting working like on JavaScript. Fully JavaScript websites, not even with server-side rendering, etc. And SEO specialists should become like a bit of JavaScript developer, not to develop, but to understand how the website actually works for now, how they render, what type of problems they can have, so on. And it's really like huge pain for now, and I see it's from customers, not so many understand it well, and we're trying to explain also, like guys from Only doing a great job, like everybody remember articles from Tommy Krutsky, etc. And it's a huge part of new SEO reality, and it will not go, you know, this year or next year. And of course, AI, like modern topic, like not so, I can say nobody understands what will be. But as per usual, you know, hype came, hype gone, and it will be just a day-to-day tool, my opinion, you know, like, because not everybody, but a lot of teams use it already, AI for generating text. It was a bit complicated stuff. You know, I remember like in 2019 presentation in Tech SEO Boost in Boston, and that year, like it was examples, how to generate, how to understand text and how to improve your meta description titles. But it was so hard to implement, you know, even for me, like as a developer, and what we're talking about, non-developers. But now it's just, you know, fancy chat. You can ask, you can implement it very easily. And probably this is a reason of hype. It's just my opinion. I'm not thinking like everybody will lose their jobs, not for sure, because like even AI, it's simpler than it looks, and everything will be good for sure in the SEO world.
Yeah, there's a few people I've been seeing and looking into said, well, they've used AI to build this SaaS tool, and I'm not a developer. You know, I mean, surely they can't be that good of a tool if an AI can build it.
And just a nice and bright title, my perspective of you, for Twitter, etc.
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely agree that that's just to hype and to be on top of this hype. And I'm a bit skeptical, actually, about the such a value as it is discussed right now.
Right. So what's the future for Jet Octopus?
Our main goal, which we will definitely reach, is to become number one platform, number one tool for big e-commerce websites, like classifieds, marketplaces. So we want to be number one because we keep doing our best, upgrading and adding more and more tools over there, and giving everything you need, and actually more, even more tools that you didn't think about that. And actually, we didn't we didn't spend enough time speaking about JS SEO. And we have a lot of tools helping the SEOs find these errors and to make your JS not harmful for your SEO. That's why our future is to become number one platform for e-commerce websites.
Right. Have you ever regretted not taking investment on?
Not at all, actually. And I can even say, so this is like the first time I say it publicly and like on the podcast. Last year, we had a very interesting offer from a well-known company like a similar web that wanted to buy us. And we refused and we never regret it. And actually, frankly speaking, more and more, like the times goes, the brand awareness increases, the traction with the market increases, the database, the ARR is increasing. And the more these companies are coming and offering something, we keep talking. So it's just very useful to keep this conversation, so to understand where you are, like to get this estimation, etc., etc. But to answer your question, we never regret it.
Right. It must be a good feeling, because obviously people listening to this or watching, they don't realize the time, effort, and blood, sweat, and tears that goes into this. It must be good when you get somebody coming around saying, I want to buy it, or I want to invest, you know, like, it must have a personal positive feeling.
Yes, absolutely. And you are absolutely right, speaking about the resources and time spent on it. And why we decided, for example, to refuse SimilarWeb, because like the first reaction was like, wow, it is SimilarWeb, really, it is flattering for us. And the conversation, the communication was very long, and they tried their best to close this deal. But why we refuse is, as I just mentioned before, that we are such types of entrepreneurs who are not, you know, playing for all the money we have. So we are a very cost-effective entrepreneurs. We are playing for our own money. We are very actively experimenting, trying different things, analyzing deeply if it works, if it doesn't. We try to spend our budget on those channels we have the more impact, not just, you know, to throw wherever this money. And when we've got such an offer, we just realized, first of all, that we truly understand that we've made a dramatically great platform, which has all chances to become number one platform in the world in this niche for big websites. And of course, we are proud of ourselves, and we don't know where we will be in 2 years just being ourselves, just going our path. We understand where we are. We understand our pros and cons, where we should spend and pay a lot of attention right now. We are working hard on these processes. So we don't understand where to go, you know, and we don't have this situation where we just need money to survive. We never had such moment in JetOctopus. That's why we don't feel that we are tired. We don't feel that we reached all the goals that we can reach. And we do understand, actually, as I said, we are already for 10 years together with Serge. We are close friends, etc. And we understand each other very, very well. And we do know that to sell a company, okay, to get a lot of money, okay, to get this attention that we are so great to sell the company, etc., etc. But what's next? We know that we are not such type of people that will just relax and relax and relax. Okay, after maximum 1 month of this rest, maximum.
True, true.
We will be like, come on, let's do something. And we truly understand that maybe we will not invent so great thing as Gyroctopus is, because we do understand that we are very, we succeeded here really greatly. That's why we are there where we are.
Right. Serge, from a technical SEO perspective, for all the technical SEO people out there listening, what are your top three technical SEO tips?
It will be anti-tips. You know, do not fight for simple stuff like 404 pages, I don't know, like redirects chain, etc. It will not give you like so much uplift that you expect. If you want to have uplift, you should second tip, understand where your problems are. And okay, it will come problems with crawlability, first of all. Find them, like what part of your website, what pages are not crawled by Googlebot and of course not indexed by Google, okay? And the second is make experimentation. Do not listen me, do not listen anybody else, like, you know, and I saw it truly, like clearly, like what works in top one website in niche will not obviously work in top 10 website in niche. So only experiments on your website, like truly experiments when you make experiment group of pages, control group of pages and analyzing will lead you to results and to become a great technical SEO specialist, which not like her experiments not only came from Twitter, from influencer, but from good ideas and with proofness. You know, like what works, what no on your particular website is very important.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I've just loved this hour. I just love talking to people that build something from scratch and really create it. And for me, I love that whole persona and everything. And just sitting here listening to you is just so wonderful for me. Because there's so many people that think, oh, well, I've achieved this and that, but, you know, we've got 50 grand here, we've got 100 grand here. For me, just to listen to a story of people building something that's needed and getting it out there. And it's just been wonderful. So for everyone listening to this, and you both have given your time up freely to be on this podcast, what can the audience do for you two to say thank you?
You please use your 7 days free trial without any options limits. We don't limit anything. So you have your opportunity to try it out and to have your own perception of the platform, because we can talk a lot. And we will be very grateful to get your feedback, because we are like one of the main values is the customer centric, and it is in our heart. We are both like this type of people, and we have a lot of features launched from the requests of our customers. And actually inside the platform, we even write like, thank you, Juan, for this free feature request. That's why we will be very grateful to get your feedback. Like, we have online chat, or you can find us in Twitter, Serge or me. And
I'm in online chat also.
What do you say?
I'm in online also, like in support. Yeah. So came and asked me.
You just use this option and give us your feedback, and it will be a super prize for us.
Wonderful. And where can people find you, and what conversations would you like to have with people?
So you can find us in Twitter, like Serge Bizbarodov or Julian Esterets. And if you want to ask any questions dedicated to the platform or give the feedback just right away, you can use online chat. It is always responsive. It is always human. And there will never be robots.
No AI there.
No AI.
Brilliant. Well, I'd really, really like to thank you both for coming on. And I really, from the bottom of my heart, wish you every success in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That was absolutely great. A pleasure being with you today. I really liked all the questions. This is the most favorite questions of mine. And I do feel the emotions you feel, and I'm just really inspired by that. Thank you for that.
No problem. Well, thanks to both of you, and good luck.
Have a good
day. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.